Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying sunny skies, while Jerusalem is a bit cooler with some cloud cover. Eilut remains warm and sunny, perfect for those heading outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, Israel Hayom reports on Defense Minister Katz's remarks about the Syria attack, linking it to Erdogan without IDF's recommendation. Also, earlier today, Wallace shared that Iran has warned the U.S. that no oil will leave the Gulf if economic tensions persist. Also this hour, JNS discusses how the Arab-Israeli conflict disproportionately captures global attention compared to other more brutal conflicts. Separately, Forward reports that actor Mark Ruffalo has denied anti-Semitism accusations following comments about Israel. And finally, Maariv states that three Israelis were rescued from Palestinian Authority territories earlier today, including one armed individual. Reaction has been swift on social media. Balaz News posted earlier today that Greece is relocating a Patriot air defense battery to Crete amid Iranian threats to U.S. bases. Meanwhile, AMK Mapping detailed a recent missile attack targeting Yuzhniy port, noting the failure of some missiles that fell into the Black Sea. Alex Plitzas, a U.S. analyst, commented that with the end of the mission to defeat ISIS, there's no justification for foreign militias in Iraq, emphasizing the need for disarmament. Let's go deeper. Starting with the story from Israel Hayom, Defense Minister Katz has publicly connected a recent attack in Syria to Turkish President Erdogan. This statement is controversial as the IDF did not advise claiming responsibility. The implications could affect diplomatic relations with Turkey and regional stability. Turning to Iran's warning to the U.S., as reported by Walla. Mohsen Rezai, an influential Iranian official, has issued a threat concerning oil exports from the Gulf. This comes amid ongoing economic tensions between Iran and the U.S. Such a move could escalate global energy concerns and impact markets. Meanwhile, JNS highlights the disproportionate focus on the Arab-Israeli conflict. Compared to other conflicts, this issue receives more global attention, which some argue is due to moral disengagement and anti-Semitism. This perspective could influence international diplomatic agendas and media coverage. On the subject of anti-Semitism, Forward reports that actor Mark Ruffalo has rejected claims of anti-Semitism after a controversy with Paramount. This highlights ongoing debates over when criticism of Israel crosses into anti-Semitic territory. The discourse affects public figures and their engagement with political issues. Ending with the Maariv report on the Israeli rescues in Palestinian territories. Three Israelis were retrieved today, including one who was armed. This highlights the complexities and dangers of movements across these regions. The situation underscores the need for caution and the potential for heightened security measures. On the economic front, first, Ktech questions whether Israel might miss the AI infrastructure wave. Chen Zvi from Hetz Ventures emphasizes the importance of capitalizing on AI developments, which could be pivotal for Israel's tech sector. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports a recall of a corn schnitzel brand after a metal piece was found in its packaging, prompting concerns over food safety standards. And finally, UiNet Business announces the opening of Sephora Collection stores in Israel, marking a significant development in the local retail landscape with potential for expansion. In their Nineding. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.